ವರ್ತೀಶ್ವರ ಜಗದೀಶ್ವರ ಅವ ಹೃದಯನಾಥ ಸಾರೀಶ್ವರ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಭರ್ತಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್ ಅವ ಸ್ವೀಟ್ ಲವಿಂಗ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಅವರ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಸಾರೀಶ್ವರ ಅವ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ರೆವರೆನ್ಶಿಯಲ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಲವಿಂಗ್ ಪ್ರನಾಮ್ಸ್ ಅಟ್ ಥೈ ಲೋಟಸ್ ಫೀಟ್ ಆನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಹೋಲಿ ಒಕೇಶನ್ ಆಫ್ ಬುದ್ಧ ಪೂರ್ಣಿಮಾ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ದ ಝೋನ್ 4 and 5 countries comprising of Nepal, Sri Lanka, Thailand, Malaysia, Brunei, Singapore, Indonesia, Japan, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong and Laos are present here today in Prashanti Nilayam to offer our salutations and love to you. Dearest Bhagwan, we humbly seek Your grace and blessings to inaugurate this auspicious celebration of Buddha Purnima 2015 themed Metta, Loving Kindness. Dear Swami, thank you. Thank you from the bottom of each of our hearts for this golden opportunity to celebrate Buddha Purnima in Prashanti Nilayam with you at Thy lotus feet. Swami, we commence this evening's celebrations by reverberating Kurwant Hall with some traditional holy Buddhist chants from the devotees of Thailand.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Tutiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Tutiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Tutiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Tatiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Tatiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Tatiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Iti piso bhagavā arahaṃ sammā sambuddho Viccācaraṇa sampanno sukhato lokavidu anuttaro purisa dhammasāri Sattha deva manussānaṃ buddho bhagavāti Svākhāto bhagavatā dhammo santitiko akāliko Ehi pasiko opanayiko Pajatam veditam ho vinyuhiti Supatipanno bhagavato savaka sangho Ujupatipanno bhagavato savaka sangho Yayapatipanno bhagavato savaka sangho Samiti patipanno bhagavato savaka sangho Yathitam chattari purisa yukhani Atha purisa pukhala Esa bhagavato savaka sangho Ahunayo बाहुनयो धाकिनयो अञ्चलीकरणीयो अनुत्तरं पुण्यक्षेत्रं लोकसानि।
We now invite the Zone 4 chairperson, Dr. V.K. Ravindran, a practicing ENT surgeon at the Johor Specialist Hospital in Johor Bahru, Malaysia, to give his welcome address.
I offer my most loving pranams at the divine lotus feet of Bhagawan, Sri Sri Sai Baba. Dear sisters and brothers, Sai Ram to all of you. We are gathered today to celebrate Vesak Day, which is the most important day in the Buddhist calendar. Vesak is the day of the birth, the enlightenment, and the Paninirvana of Lord Buddha. It is a highly auspicious day since we are celebrating in the divine omnipresence of Bhagawan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. The theme for this year is loving kindness, metta. Number of devotees have come from various countries in zone 4 and zone 5. Bhagawan has taught all of us that if you are a Buddhist, be a good Buddhist. If you are a Hindu, be a good Hindu. If you are a Christian, be a good Christian. One of the greatest Buddhist king was Emperor Ashoka of India, some 2,300 years ago. King Ashoka conquered many other kingdoms and fought many bloody battles. While taking rest in the mountain, overlooking a big river in Orissa, suddenly and miraculously, the river changed color to blood red. Blood was flowing instead of water. He then took a vow to make a good Buddhist and have the qualities of loving kindness, metta, compassion, non-violence, ahimsa, paramo dharma. He realized that it was far greater to conquer oneself than to conquer others. When translated into the Buddhist culture, the aim is to discover the Buddha nature within. There are many steps in Buddhism to achieve the aim to discovering the Buddha nature within. But these will be dealt by the two separate speakers who will come after me. Bhagawan, on this auspicious day of Vesak, the celebration of birth, enlightenment, Parinirvana of Lord Buddha, we are grateful to Bhagawan for allowing us this celebration to be held in the divine presence of the Avatar Rish, the Lord in the living Buddha himself. At this point in time, it is my responsibility to inform all of you of the tragic situation that has happened in Nepal caused by the earthquake and untold suffering for the majority of the people in Kathmandu and Pokhara. Let us together pray for the departed souls and let us render every help to the victims of this tragic event. It now gives pleasure to welcome the two speakers for the day. First of all, we want to introduce the profile of Brother Gihan Thalgodapitiya. Gihan is the director of the Human Resource Management Institute in Sri Lanka. He is an experienced corporate trainer with a unique record of presenting over 3,000 seminars, workshops, and retained by over 300 private and public sector enterprises in the Asian region in the last 25 years. Gihan holds a master's degree in business administration from the University of Singapore, a fellow member of the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, UK, and recipient of the Commonwealth Fellowship from the Commonwealth Foundation of UK for his contribution to management development. The second speaker hails from Nepal despite the unrest and the unhappiness, the suffering in Nepal. Venerable Shanta Maitri Dinesh Maharajan is here today to talk to you about the teachings of Buddha. All of us must know that he was born in Nepal and he had some experiences in Sri Lanka as well. He completed master's degree in Buddhist studies from the Lumbini Buddhist University, Nepal, in the year 2014. He completed BA degree English medium, Buddhist and Pali University of Sri Lanka in the year 2009. Completed the Parabha conducted by the Prachina Basopaka. He will speak on the teachings of Buddha. Brothers and sisters, let us welcome the two speakers for the day and we'll start the program from there. Thank you. Sayonara.
My humble pranams at the lotus feet of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Dear Sai brothers and sisters, the topic of my talk today will be Lord Buddha's childhood up to Nirvana. I consider myself to have been blessed by our beloved Swami to deliver this talk at the Buddha Purnima celebrations at Prashanti Nilayam today. This will become undoubtedly the most significant talk I have ever delivered in my life to date. Today is the most noteworthy day for 500,000 Buddhists all over the world as we celebrate three important events in the life of Lord Buddha: the birth, enlightenment, and Mahaparinirvana. On a day like today, 2,638 years ago, in this country of many great sages and saints, a little prince was born in the garden called the Lumbini Park at the foot of the Himalayan mountains. This prince was born to King Suddhodana of Sakya clan and Queen Mahamaya, who ruled a kingdom in the north of India known as Nepal today. It is said that this child was born fully awake. He could stand, he could walk, he could speak, and no sooner proclaimed that this is his last birth and had come to free all mankind from suffering. It is said that the lotus blossoms rose in his footsteps. The little prince was named Siddhartha, which means he who has attained his goals. Sadly, the mother, Mahamaya, died just 7 days after his birth. After that, Prince Siddhartha was raised by his mother's kind sister, Mahaprajapati. King Siddhodana consulted Asita, a well-known prophet, concerning the future of his son. Asita proclaimed that he would be one of two things. He could become a great king, even an emperor, or he could become a great sage and savior of humanity. The king, eager that his son should become a king like himself, was determined to shield the child from anything that might result in him taking up the religious life. And so Siddhartha was kept in one or another palace and prevented from experiencing much of what you and I would consider quite common. He was not permitted to see the elderly, He was not permitted to see the sick or the dead or anyone who had dedicated themselves to spiritual practices. Only the beauty and healthy surrounded Prince Siddhartha. Siddhartha grew up to be a strong and handsome young man. As a prince of the warrior caste, he was trained in the arts of war. Thereafter, he married Yasodhara, a beautiful princess of a neighboring kingdom. As Siddhartha continued living in the luxury of his palaces, he grew increasingly restless and curious about the world beyond the palace walls. He finally demanded that he be permitted to see his people and his lands. The king carefully arranged that Siddhartha should still not see the kind of suffering that he feared would lead him to a religious life, and decried that only young and healthy should see and greet the prince. As he was led through Kapilavastu, the capital, he chanced to see a couple of old men who had accidentally wandered near the parade route. Amazed and confused, he hurried after them to find out what they were. Then he came across some people who were severely ill. And finally, he came across a funeral by the side of a river. And for the first time in his life, Prince Siddhartha saw death. He asked his friend, the charioteer, and the steward Channa, the meaning of all these things. And Channa informed him of the simple truths that Siddhartha should have known all along, that all of us get old, sick, and eventually die. Prince Siddhartha also saw an ascetic, a monk who had renounced all the pleasures of life. The peaceful look on the monk's face would stay with Prince Siddhartha for a long time to come. Later, the prince recalled, when ignorant people see someone who is old, they are disgusted and horrified. And even though they too will be old someday, I thought to myself, I don't want to be like the ignorant people. After that, I could not feel the usual intoxication with youth anymore. Prince thought, when ignorant people see someone who is sick, they are disgusted and horrified, even though they too will be sick someday. Prince thought to himself, I don't want to be like the ignorant people. After that, I could not feel the usual intoxication with health anymore. Prince thought, when ignorant people see someone who is dead, they are disgusted and horrified, even though they too will be dead someday. I thought to myself, I don't want to be like the ignorant people. After then, I could not feel the usual intoxication with life anymore. At the age of 29, Prince Siddhartha came to realize that he could not be happy living as he had been. He had discovered suffering, and he wanted more than anything to discover how one might overcome suffering. After bidding goodbye to his sleeping wife and the newborn son Rahula, he quietly left the palace with his aide Channa and his favorite horse Kantaka. He gave away his rich clothing, cut his long hair, and gave the horse to Channa and told him to return to the palace. He studied for a while with two famous gurus of the day, but found their practices lacking. He then began to practice the austerities of self-mortification, practiced by a group of five ascetics. For 6 long years he practiced. The sincerity and intensity of his practice were so astounding that long before, the 5 ascetics became his followers. But the answers to his questions were not forthcoming. He redoubled his efforts, refused food and water, until he was in a state of near death. One day, a peasant girl by the name Sujata saw this starving monk and took pity on him. He begged him to eat some of her milk rice. Siddhartha then realized that these extreme practices were leading him nowhere, that in fact it might be better to find the middle way between extremes of life of luxury and life of self-mortification. So he ate, drank and bathed in the river. Seeing this, the five ascetics concluded that Siddhartha has given up ascetic life and taken to the ways of the flesh and left him. In the town of Bodh Gaya, Siddhartha decided that he would sit under a certain fig tree as long as it would take for the answers to the problem of suffering to come. He sat there for many days, first in deep concentration to clear his mind of all distractions, then in mindful meditation, opening himself to the truth. He began to recall all his previous lives, see everything that was going on in the universe. On the full moon day of May, like today, with the rising of the morning star, Siddhartha finally understood the answer to the question of suffering and became the Buddha, which means he who is awake. My dear brothers and sisters, 9 years ago, on 13th of May 2006, at the Buddha Purnima celebrations in Vrindavan, Swami, delivering a divine discourse on the topic, Attain Enlightenment by Renouncing the Desires, said, Lord Buddha recognized the unity of all creation. The true wisdom lies in seeing oneness. On that day, Swami said, It is a sign of ignorance to see duality, ignoring the underlying unity. He reiterated that duality is not the truth. Man's life finds fulfillment only when his mind experiences the principles of unity or oneness. Everyone should make efforts to visualize unity in diversity. Only then we see ourselves as one, which leads us to deliver service to each other, making us experience divinity. Swami continued to elaborate on how we could put Lord Buddha's teachings to real life practice. He said, oneness leads to practice of love. In the absence of love, humanness has no existence. We should love all, irrespective of the fact whether one is a pauper or a rich man. Money is not important, Swami said. Money comes and goes. Morality comes and grows. Do not hurt others. Help ever, hurt never. Only then you can attain the state of a Buddha. Our theme of this year's Buddha Purnima celebration is metta, loving kindness. Is one of the four Brahma Viharas, or the highest emotions in the Buddhism, as Lord Buddha preached. The word Brahma literally means highest or superior. Vihara means to dwell, to live, or to abide. Thus, Brahma Viharas are not emotions one occasionally feels, but those that we should live in and live by all the time. These four Brahma Viharas are loving kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy, and equanimity. This is the essential foundation for us to achieve divinity, as said by Swami, to love all and serve all, to help ever and hurt never. Finally, what should we take home from this talk today? To put into reality what Lord Buddha taught us, and in order to take the path of the ultimate bliss of Nirvana, let us practice loving kindness as a part of our lives on a day-to-day basis. Make it selfless love, yathartha prema, eternal, undying, boundless and unconditional love. Seek every opportunity to be of service, however small or big it could be. To put in Swami's words, engage yourselves in service activity. Consider social service as service to God. This is the best way to earn God's love. Love all and serve all. Your entire life will be blessed thereby. Om Jai Sai Ram.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Respected monks and teacher, all distinguished guests from foreign countries, entire member and staff of Satya Sai Trust and Committee, dear Satya Sai devotees and Satya Sai followers, ladies and gentlemen, it is my great pleasure and honor to be here in Satya Sai Kendra as a representative from All Nepal Bhikkhu Association, Kathmandu, Nepal, on the special occasion of celebrating Baisakh Purnima organized by Sri Satya Sai Kendra. This Baisakh Purnima is the day we should remember the three most important incidents occurred to Buddha. It was the Baisakh Purnima. Buddha was born in Lumbini, Nepal. And it was the day Buddha attained enlightenment at Buddha Gaya. And it was the day when Buddha passed away, which we call Parinibbana Day at Kushinagar. We remember this day as the day of Buddha, and now we are celebrating 2559 Parinirvana Day of Gautam Buddha. So, in this special occasion, today I am going to talk about what Buddha taught in his 45 years from the day of enlightenment till the day of Parinirvana. I like to put it in short, considering the given time to me. The previous speaker have already told about the lifetime of Buddha. Now, I am going to say about what the Buddha taught in his 45 years. What if I said Buddha has taught just only three things? Do you agree with me? You might be thinking this monk only knows three things only. First, not to do evil or sins. Second, accumulation, kusala or wholesome act. And third, control or tame your mind. That's all. Firstly, I would like to explain what he mean by not to do evil. Sabba papasa akaranam. Here, evil deed means not to do those things that will harm you and others, that which will bring destruction to you and your surroundings. Those while you remember you feel guilty and shame, and not to do those things which are not appreciated by wise people. We do all bad things by body, speech and mind. Main cause of doing evil deeds are greediness, anger and ignorance. Secondly, we should cultivate wholesome deed, kusalasya upasampada. Wholesome deed means those deeds which shakes, breaks and destroy bad thoughts and bad deeds, which comes to our mind that we call kusala in Dhamma language. That means we should develop and practice good deeds like loving kindness, which we call metta. Develop compassion toward all living beings, karuna. Should show sympathy toward lower, daya. Should be able to be happy seeing other prosperity, mudita. Should
treat all in same manner without discrimination or making them embarrass or harass them upeksha. The same message also given by Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba even in Baba teaching on human value, the five value are highly emphasized. Love, truth, peace, non-violence, right conduct. Baba did everything. Those whoever comes near to Baba showing his great compassion toward him and his devotees. Baba always taught to love everyone with any discrimination. His great message was love all, serve all. This saying is only successful when you have love compassionate toward others. According to Buddha, unity brings great happiness. This word is practically proven by Bhagwan Satya Sri Sai Baba, bringing and connecting bridges to every religion into one. We can find many similarities in Buddhist teaching and Sri Satya Sai Baba teaching. Buddhism also believes that dharma means fulfilling your own duties like parents to children, children to parents, teacher to pupils, pupil to teachers, so on. Which we can see in Singhalavada Sutra, even Baba has taught so. These qualities of mankind, human dharma, we should cultivate and develop with right vision and understanding. Thirdly, taming your mind, sacitta pariyodhapanam. We know it looks simple, but this is little difficult task for us. Whenever we sit, close our eyes, we start to dream many things, more negative than positive. It is the nature of mind. Our mind is pure and radiant by birth, but it gets deluded by our surrounding. Because of deluded and impure mind, we do many mistakes, like whatever we see, people, we look them from the eyes of judgment, this person is good, this person is bad, so on. Try to compare everyone, what want to become better always and run for competition, always wants to come on the top up. Because of ego, all these are nature of deluded mind. Because of these, we do have human error like biasness, hatred, jealousy. It can only stop them understanding you and yourself, which can be only reflected through meditation called Satipatthana, mindfulness meditation, which will make you aware and conscious of these defilements. These are main three teachings of Buddha where all Buddhism is based on. I like to relate one instance. There was a man who is very keen and pay much interest in Buddha's teaching and wants to join Buddha's dispensation. Then he went to temple. After that, he told everything to the monk. Then monk suggests to be Buddhist, you should follow five precepts. Then he think, it's cool, quite simple, I can do it. He was happy. He thought, it is quite simple now. I like to become a monk. For that, you should follow 10 precepts. It is also fine, he continued. Now he wished to become a bhikkhu and asked his teacher, could it be possible? Then teacher replied, if you want to be a bhikkhu, then you should have to follow 3 crores of seal. Then he became frightened. For me, it would be difficult. I can't do it. He always remember it and get scared. Then he thought, I cannot be a monk. I should escape from monkhood. While he was trying to escape, Buddha appeared near him and asked, where are you going? Then he explained everything to the Buddha. Then Buddha replied, who said so? You don't need to follow so many rules. You have to just follow one and only rule, just sit and Close your eyes and concentrate on your breath. Then he followed what Buddha said, and after that he realized the truth and he get enlightenment. Here I want to say is that when we listen to big number, we quickly get scared. Number doesn't matter. If you understand properly, Buddhism means understanding the true nature of your mind, which is within you. Finally, I would like to thank Sri Satya Sai Committee for managing and organizing such a great event on the occasion of Baisakh Purnima. Here I would like to mention Bhikkhu Kondanya, General Secretary of All Nepal Bhikkhu Association, who has chosen me for this program. I would like to thank Mrs. Bindya Karki, member of Satya Sai Nepal, for guiding and bringing me up to here, and all other who make this program successful. Last but not least, I would like to appeal for help. We need your help to those earthquake victims of our country, Nepal, to establish and build them again to make them recover soon by providing food, medicine, and other needy things. And let's pray to those who have lost their beloved one for betterment of next life. These types of devastating natural disasters shall not occur again and again. Thank you. Sabbe satta bhavantu sukhitatta. May all beings be happy and well. Bhavatu sabba mangalam. Wish you all for good. Om Sri Satya Sai. Thank you.
Swami, a choir of loving devotees from Japan will now serenade you with their rendition of devotional songs.
Loving pranams at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagavan. Swami, we are your children from Japan. The name of Japan includes the word japa. We feel that this is not by chance, but a definite message from you. Japa means to repeat the divine name. Only the divine name will fill our hearts with love, and bhajan will revive our memories of you very clearly. At this auspicious opportunity of Buddha Purnima, we Japanese would like to dedicate this bhajan choir with love, calling upon your name deep from our hearts. Please accept our songs of devotion. Swami, please make each one of us an instrument playing the music of your love, an instrument of selfless love. May we live with chanting your name to the very last moment of our lives. Jai Sai Ram.
Oh, Santa Sai Baba, జయ గణపతి సిద్ధి వినాయక
జయ గణపతి సిద్ధి వినాయక
జయ గణపతి సిద్ధి వినాయక
జయ గణపతి సిద్ధి వినాయక
జయ గణపతి మంగళదాయక గణపతి మంగళదాయక జయ గణేష్ జయ గణేష్ జయ గణేష్ గిరిజాసుత జయ శ్రీ గణేష్ జయ గణేష్ జయ గణేష్ జయ గణేష్ గిరిజా సుత జయ శ్రీ గణేష్
జయ గణేష్
మోదక హస్త సింధూర శోభిత లంబోదరాగణనాయక చంద్రశేఖర శంభోనందన చంద్రశేఖర శంభోనందన గణపతి శ్రీ శుభదాయక గణపతి శ్రీ శుభదాయక
గణపతి
జయ గణేష్ జయ గణేష్ జయ గణేష్ గిరిజాసుత జయ శ్రీ గణేష్ జయ గణేష్ జయ గణేష్ జయ గణేష్ గిరిజాసుత జయ శ్రీ గణేష్ జయ గణపతి సిద్ధి వినాయక జయ గణపతి మంగళదాయక జయ గణేష్ జయ గణేష్ జయ గణేష్ గిరిజాసుత జయ శ్రీ గణేష్ మోదక హస్త సింధూర శోభిత లంబోదర గణనాయక చంద్రశేఖర శంభోనందన గణపతి శ్రీ శుభదాయక జయ గణేష్ jagane jagane Sudha Jai Sri Gane Jai Gane Jai Gane Jai Gane Sudha Jai Sri Gane Jai Ganapati
Jai Sai Bhavani Ma. Jagadishwari Sai Ma, Parameshwari Sai Ma.
Thank you. शिवं सुंदरं साईनाथ भगवान्
Deva, Govinda Krishna Jai, Gopala Krishna Jai, Gopala Krishna Jai. Krishna Jai, Krishna Jai, Krishna Jai, Krishna 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 Jai.
Narayana Narayana Om Satya Narayana 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 जय बोलो भगवान श्री सत्य साई।